Oh, that's great news. We've always understood that the project requires approvals from the Northern Territory, from Western Australia and the Commonwealth. And this major project status ensures that all governments will work together so we have a high degree of cooperation to get approvals done. That's important so we can hopefully reduce the amount of time taken.
What are you actually going to have on the ground in Kununurra when it comes to Project Sea Dragon?
The main facility is planned to be the processing plant, so that's where the prawns come in from Lejeune. In a big ice slurry, they get transported onto lines where they're size graded and then frozen and then shipped out. So it's very simple, but it's an important part of getting the product out to the export markets.
We're talking about potentially quite a significant number of jobs, aren't we? I mean, just how many have you got in mind?
Ultimately, at all stages, you're looking at 600 or 700 jobs in Kununurra and 600 or 700 at Lejeune. So these are big employment numbers, and unlike many other projects, really, the jobs are when the system's in full production. So there's a long time before that comes about.
But how long? Now you've got the major project status approval.
We look at this as a 10-year build all the way through, because you only have 6 months of the year to construct ponds at Lejeune, so hopefully we can start doing that around the dry season 2017. And it's a couple of years then before you can put the first prawns in the pond. And then it takes a while to build up the full facility.
When it comes to securing this major project status in WA, how onerous was that process?
It wasn't onerous. We just had to put a good application forward. We are really pleased that the Western Australian government is fully supportive of the project, as are all governments. And we need that. I think any major project needs that kind of government support because of the complexity of the project working in both the Northern Territory and Western Australia. So it wasn't onerous or complex. We just had to explain what we were doing very clearly.
And what hurdles have you got to come next?
Oh, like any large project, one of the major areas is to do a full environmental impact statement. So that's starting, and that's under the jurisdiction of the Northern Territory government and the Commonwealth government. So that's all a very large piece of work. People want the environment characterised and they want a good understanding of the potential impacts of the operation on the environment, if any.
And how long do you see that taking?
Requirements are you need to do at least sort of 12 months baseline analysis to characterise the environment. That work's been underway and we're hoping to have it largely done July next year, maybe a little bit later.
As we speak, you're in Darwin. Have you been out to Lejeune for a look?
I've been out to Lejeune for a look and it was looking quite wet because they've been releasing water from the dam.
Are there any preliminary results from the environmental studies that you've already done out at Lejeune?
Well, not really. Again, what you're really trying to do is get a good understanding how the site and the waters around it behave over time. So, you know, you get individual snapshots, but that doesn't give you the picture you're looking for. There is some patience required in this. I know people like to hear the news as it comes out, but really you need to sit back and look at what happens over at least one or two seasons.
I understand that the end goal is to export black tiger prawns to the Asian market. What do you make of the recent free trade agreement with China?
We're fully supportive of the free trade agreement because it makes those pathways to China as one market certainly easier and you're not facing the kind of tariff barriers that might otherwise be there. I guess the devil's in the detail. We need to get a project up first, but we certainly know that right across the world there is demand for black tiger prawns of a high quality, and the rest of the world produces different kinds of prawns. We have a very good product, which we think there'll be very good demand for right across the world.